Good morning, St. Joe's. As always, let's remember we are in the holy presence of God. St. John Baptist de La Salle, live Jesus in our hearts. The Varsity Singers now will sing, I Think God Bless America.
God bless America, land. Above, from the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home.
Let us pray. Lord God, as the election approaches, we seek to better understand the issues and concerns that confront our state, and how the gospel compels us to respond as faithful citizens in our community. We ask for eyes that are free from blindness, so that we might see each other as sisters and brothers, one and equal in dignity, especially those who are victims of abuse and violence, deceit and poverty. We ask for ears that will hear the cries of children unborn and those abandoned, men and women oppressed because of race or creed, religion or gender. We ask for minds and hearts that are open to hearing the voice of leaders who bring us closer to your kingdom. We pray for discernment, so that we may choose leaders who hear your word, live your love, and keep in the ways of your truth, as they follow in the steps of Jesus and his apostles, and guide us to your kingdom of justice, love, and peace. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, and through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Good morning. And welcome to the debate for the 60th District of the New York State Senate. St. Joe's has a proud tradition of sponsoring political debates and has been doing so for more than 25 years. We are grateful to our candidates for taking time out of their busy schedules to be with us this morning and participating in this long-held tradition. The topics that will be discussed this morning will ultimately have an impact on each one of us. This morning's debate will focus on issues that New York State senators are regularly faced with: legislation dealing with education, law enforcement, taxation, business, and public welfare, to name just a few. The format for today's debate will be as follows. Each candidate will begin with a brief 1.5-minute opening statement. The moderator will open and end the debate question round with a direct question that each candidate will 1.5 minutes to respond to with no rebuttal. Next, our panel will ask each candidate a number of questions that will allow the respective candidate 1.5 minutes to respond, followed by a 45-second rebuttal from the other candidates. Time will dictate the number of questions that will be asked. Finally, the debate will conclude with a 2-minute closing statement from each participant. The moderator reserves the right to ask follow-up questions to any of the questions asked of each candidate. And if this occurs, each candidate will be given 1 minute to respond with no rebuttal. Our panel this morning consists of the following students from the AP American Government classes: Jim Crolio, Nick D'Estasio, Matt Goss, and Corey Prey. Our timekeeper is Rob Lepertine. Our panel moderator is my colleague from the St. Joe's History Department, Mr. Patrick McHale. At this time, I would like to briefly introduce each of the candidates. The Democratic candidate for the New York State Senate is Mr. Michael Amadeo. Mr. Amadeo is a graduate of Springville Griffith Institute, Hobart College, and UB Law School. He is a practicing attorney, is married, and I thought had one child, but he recently had another. Congratulations, Mr. Amadeo. The Republican candidate and incumbent is Senator Mark Grisani. Senator Grisani is a graduate of Sweet Home High School, Canisius College, and Thomas Cooley Law School. He has worked with his family's law firm for several years and has served for one term in the New York State Senate. The Conservative Party candidate for the New York State Senate is Mr. Chuck Swanick. Mr. Swanick is a graduate of Kenmore East High School, NCCC, and the University at Buffalo. He served for 25 years in the county legislature and was its chairman for 6 years. He recently retired, is married, and has 2 children. St. Joe's welcomes each of our candidates here this morning, and we look forward to a great debate. We will begin this morning's debate with a direct question to each of our candidates. We will begin with Mr. Amadeo, then Senator Grisani, and Mr. Swanick. And then we will have our opening statement. All right? Well, let's begin with the opening, excuse me. We will begin with Mr. Amadeo, and he will be given 1.5 minutes for his opening statement, and there is no rebuttal to opening or closing statements. Mr. Amadeo.
Good morning. My name is Mike Amadeo, the Democratic candidate running for New York State Senate 60th District. I grew up in North Tonawanda. My family ended up moving us to the South Towns, so I graduated from Springville High School. I played 4 years of college football at Hobart and William Smith and earned 2 degrees, one in political science, one in economics. I was lucky enough to get into UB Law School, and I've been practicing law in Buffalo since 2005. I live with my wife and 2 young children in Hamburg. I got involved in this race because I'm passionate about public service and making a difference in my community. In my family, there's a tradition of public service. My uncle, who is my godfather, was a priest before he passed away. My brother's a captain in the Army. I have a cousin who's a judge in the city of Buffalo. These family members have had a huge impact on their communities, and I'm looking to have that same great impact. My opponent has a history of going back on his word, saying one thing and doing another. In 2009, he campaigned against using taxpayer money for constituent mail. This year, he spent $120,000 on constituent mail. He said that he wasn't going to vote for redistrict lines that weren't sent up by an independent body. He signed a contract to that effect. Yet he went back on his word and voted for his own gerrymandered district that wasn't set up by an independent body. He's saying that he's waiting for a report from the DEC to determine whether or not he's going to support or oppose fracking. Yet he's taking thousands of dollars from pro-fracking special interest groups, and he's supporting legislation that will allow fracking in New York State. I submit to you that we have to seriously question anything that comes out of my opponent's mouth today.
Thank you, Mr. Amadeo. Our next opening statement from Senator Grisani.
Well, I hope you don't question the fact that I wish you all a good morning. I want to thank Ted Lina. I also want to thank all the members that are here today for this debate. I think it's very important. You're involved in politics and government. I especially want to thank the St. Joe's community for having a tradition of holding events such as this. I think it's very unique, and I think it's very important in moving forward, and I commend you all for doing this. 2 years ago, I was elected to the New York State Senate to represent the 60th District. When I was elected to the 60th District, I basically ran in a platform of representing all people, to represent my district in Western New York. Governor Cuomo himself, who I have a fantastic rapport with, has stated recently that Western New York has been ignored for far too long. And that, in effect, has been the case. Western New York has been ignored, but it hasn't been ignored these last 2 years. You all recall in 2009, 2010, the dysfunction in Albany. We're the laughingstock of the nation. In these last 2 years, we have passed a budget on time without raising a single tax or a fee. We've done it by cutting government spending the first time in 30 years. We had the lowest middle-class tax rate the last time in 58 years. We've done a property tax cap to keep our property taxes lower. We have instilled mandate relief. We have tough new ethic laws. And we've done all that within 2 years, working in a bipartisan fashion. I want to continue doing that. I want to continue moving forward. UB 2020 was a major economic resource for this area. It went forward after partisan bickering. It's now reality. Thousands of construction jobs, thousands of jobs at the end. I appreciate being here today and look forward to this debate.
Thank you, Senator Grisani. Mr. Swanick, your opening statement.
It is a pleasure and an honor to be here this morning. I thank all of you for taking part in an American debate, which is part of what we believe in as a country. I entered this race because I felt things are a mess. When I look at where New York State is today, where I look at the cost of living and doing business in this state, when I look at the sheer cost for education in New York State, I feel it's time that we head in a different direction. I've walked to 7,200 homes in this campaign, and it's clear that the constituents feel the same way. The issues that they have brought to my attention, and I agree wholeheartedly with, that we need to address jobs in Western New York and New York State, the economy, deficits, New York's constantly overspending, the entitlement programs, the giveaway programs that New York is historic in doing and very, very expensive, and New York regulations. If New York is to change and to get moving, it's not because political ads say things are great. We need to change the mindset of the people in Albany to get this state moving once and for all.
Thank you, Mr. Swanick. As stated earlier, we will begin our debate with a direct question from the moderator. Each candidate will have 1.5 minutes to respond, and there will be no rebuttal. Mr. Amadeo, you will be the first to answer the question. Currently, Erie County, as we all are very much aware, is in lease negotiations with the Buffalo Bills regarding their future. It has been stated that the state of New York must play an active role in this process due to the very high cost of such an endeavor. A number of proposals have recently surfaced over the last few days. They include investing a few $100 million into a 40-year-old stadium, building a new stadium on the Buffalo waterfront at an estimated cost of $1.4 billion, and one of the more recent proposals made by developer Rocco Termini recommends building a stadium in Hamilton, Ontario. Which, if any of these proposals, do you support? And is this a good use of taxpayer dollars when looking at the current debt in the state of New York and one of the poorest cities in